WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Senate is back in session this afternoon, and could the government shutdown come to an end on its sixth day? House Speaker Mike Johnson said,
"We passed our bill. We did the job to keep the government open, and now it's on the Senate Democrats."
But Senate Democrats are unlikely to approve this afternoon's vote because the measure does not include their demands to reverse Medicaid cuts and extend expiring Obamacare subsidies. The governor of Illinois, the mayor of Chicago, have sued the Trump administration over its planned deployment of federal troops to the city. A Trump-appointed judge in Oregon blocked the White House from sending any National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Indirect talks have begun in Egypt, focused on a deal to end the fighting between Israel and Hamas on the eve of the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. It's the first day of the new Supreme Court term. The justices declined to hear an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, who wants to have her sex trafficking conviction thrown out. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The biggest story in Madison over the weekend was a shooting outside a frat house. It happened late Friday night. Madison police say there was a fight outside a house on Langdon Street that involved about 20 people. An 18-year-old was shot and taken to the hospital. Police say they'll be okay. On top of that, another person was hurt. Madison police say they arrested an 18-year-old. The Daily Cardinal reports they're not connected to the university. And according to the State Journal, the two groups that got in the fight did not know one another beforehand. The Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity confirmed on Instagram that it happened outside their house. They say, quote, "Madison is known to be a fun, vibrant, and safe city, and we are certain that alumni and current students alike want to keep it that way," end quote. Meanwhile, Madison police seized more than 100 fake IDs at a bar near campus. Police say the community policing team did a check at a tavern in the 600 block of State Street, and they ended up citing 8 people for underage drinking and confiscating 137 fake IDs. Some students were frustrated and called it a trap. The Daily Cardinal reports Madison police say they want to move away from bar raids and want to do more checks like this instead. The student paper reports police allowed underage bar patrons to give up their fake IDs and avoid a citation. And our first supermoon of the year is tonight. They happen when the moon's orbit is at its closest point to Earth, making it look bigger than normal. October's full moon is called the harvest moon. The Old Farmer's Almanac says it'll be fullest and brightest just before 11 o'clock tonight. The next two full moons in November and December will be considered supermoons as well. And 28 years ago today, the Rolling Stones took over Camp Randall. 27,000 people went at about $40 a ticket. That was actually the final concert there for decades until Morgan Wallen and Coldplay revived the tradition this summer. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Churio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies and showers developing into your Monday afternoon. A northwest breeze, highs in the upper 60s. Shower and thunderstorm chances winding down tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 40s. Skies turning sunny on Tuesday. It's 63 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. That when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
Let's get into the church key real quick here.
Well, and apparently they had shut down to remodel, but now they're just going to finish up the remodeling and reopen.
Because of us? They decided to stay open, right, Gordy?
That's all because of us.
Because of us, yes. Not only that, they want to reopen by August 28th for the first UW Badger football game.
Well,
they're making big plans, man. This is it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matt-Nair of Matt-Nair on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Matthew Bodie. He wrote this absolutely brilliant book, The Seven Mountains Mandate, exposing the dangerous plan to Christianize America and destroy democracy. And some just mind-boggling stuff in here. You've got to check it out. His website is Matthew Bodie, BOEDY.com. And Matthew Bodie on Blue Sky, Matthew Bodie on Twitter. Matthew, welcome to the program. I should call you Dr. Bodie. You have a PhD in all this stuff. You're an associate professor of English at the University of Northeastern Georgia, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Thanks for the generous introduction.
My pleasure. So, first of all, I was fascinated by this article over on, Mother Jones? Yeah.
Yeah.
His book on Charlie Kirk was about to come out, then his subject was murdered is the headline. Tell us about that.
Well, as you might imagine, it's been a difficult, challenging, busy last 3 weeks since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Yes, my book was scheduled to come out on the 30th, and it did come out on the 30th, but well before that, I've been around the world on Zoom answering many questions about Charlie and his legacy and what he wanted to do through Turning Point. And many people across the globe are interested in the Christian nationalism part of the story.
Well, tell us about that. What was Charlie trying to do in that context?
Charlie had expanded Turning Point in the last few years from what most people think of it as this conservative college student or organizing group. His campus events were his bread and butter, as you well know. But in the last few years, he expanded Turning Point into an arm of Christian nationalism and had an arm of Turning Point directed toward each of these seven mountains, which are the seven areas of our culture that people who advocate for Christian nationalism want to take back or to take for Jesus, want to take over from the anti-Christian forces they believe are persecuting Christians. So each of these seven arms, there's an arm for Turning Point. There's a Turning Point Education. Turning Point Academy is their K-12 schools, and of course they have the higher education part of that. There's a Turning Point Faith, which is their outreach to churches and pastors and congregations. They have Pastors Summit. In terms of the Mountain of Family, they have the Young Women's Leadership Summit, which his wife Erica have spoken at many times. They also have outreaches to businessmen and to entertainment. They have a White House correspondent and a Daily Show. They have the brand of Turning Point all over the cultural map, and this is why I say, even with the tragic death of Charlie Kirk, Turning Point is built to last because of all the things that they're into, and they're into making us, America, into a Christian nation.
Now, you said that they're trying to do this for Jesus, but, you know, I've read the Bible. In fact, I've read the Bible four times.
Several times.
I don't recognize Jesus in Charlie Kirk's teachings. It seems like they're talking about somebody else. Explain that.
They do ignore or lessen verses you might associate with Jesus. Certainly, they like to frame Jesus as this masculine, even hyper-masculine warrior for the kingdom, that he is the king returning and we should give him the sword. This goes directly against, you know, the verse where he talks about Peter to put down the sword.
Yeah.
Although he also did say,
I didn't come to bring, yeah. you know, I came to bring, I, bring, I came with a sword. But good, yeah. go ahead.
No.
I'm sure they're quoting that extensively.
Yeah. So they take the verses that one might expect about Jesus in talking about personal evangelism, a personal behavior, changing your personal views or being saved. They take those verses and apply them to institutions, to cultural institutions. So to have Jesus as your personal savior, to someone who died on the cross for your sins, now becomes Jesus who can fight and win the victory for the culture, who the culture also then has sins. As you might imagine, some of those sins are pretty obvious since the 60s to these people. And I think that their picture of Jesus honestly sounds a lot like Donald Trump in terms of this fighter warrior ethos we heard from the Secretary of Defense, this strong-willed, perhaps clearing the temple, but also someone who does not turn the other cheek. And they're specifically looking at verses that say that's misinterpreted, that makes him to be feminine or feminist or weak.
I get it. So the Seven Mountain campaign or program or what, I mean, you know, you started, your timeline starts with Rushdoony back in 73, as yeah. I recall. Yeah, R.J. Rushdoony. This is way bigger than Charlie Kirk's organization, mm-hmm. Turning Point, although that, yeah. you know, was heavily funded by right-wing millionaires and whatnot. But they're not just at Turning Point USA. How broad, how extensive is this?
You know, this Seven Mountains mandate is associated with groups that were behind the insurrection, the New Apostolic Reformation, if I ever say that word correctly.
Apostolic.
Yeah, I can never say that word correctly. And they have many leaders around the United States. One of them is running for governor of California. His name is Che An. He's spoken at Turning Point events. The NAR is a global, you know, kind of network, as is the Seven Mountains mandate. So there's a large collection of charismatic pastors and leaders or self-appointed prophets and apostles that do the spiritual part of this. But the Seven Mountains mandate is not just a religious movement. It is a political movement. So there are people that have learned that and passed it down. And Rob McCoy, the pastor who spoke at Charlie's memorial, passed it down to Charlie Kirk. And as I argue in the book, Charlie's the third generation of this mandate. So you can see it's been around for a long time and therefore has lots of followers and advocates. And I would suggest there are many people in the Trump administration that want to do at least part of this. And then Trump is pushing it. And as Charlie said famously in 2020, Donald Trump was the first president to understand the seven areas of our culture.
Is this book, The Seven Mountains Mandate, the book that includes the information about Charlie Kirk, or are we talking about a separate book?
No, it's the same book. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the book lays out the mandate and how Charlie and Turning Point are the heir to the mandate.
Yeah, I get it. So is there any kind of organized or even disorganized opposition to this within the religious community, you know, among the various churches in the country? I mean, we've got some progressive churches, yeah. the United Church of Christ, I believe, is. But is anybody actually pushing back?
Yeah, I mean, there's groups like Christians Against Christian Nationalism that organize themselves. I think there are several still Christian denominations that while they may be Trump supporters in their congregations, don't necessarily like the kind of rhetoric or the kind of dominion casting that Turning Point does. Turning Point has made inroads in the Southern Baptist Convention. Of course, as I mentioned, the charismatic groups, as they're all kind of non-denominational. Rob McCoy is a pastor in the Calvary Chapel movement. So all of those are certainly into the Seven Mountains movement. But the more conservative Presbyterians or the more Reformed Presbyterians, they're not necessarily into this, but they're not then organizing against it either. And I will say there is a faction of Catholicism that is nationalism. J.D. Vance is a good example of that. It's a small part of it.
And Leonard
Leo. So you can see, what percentage of Christians support this. There's been polls and survey that says that, you know, 30% of Americans support some idea of Christian nationalism or the Seven Mountains mandate. So that is a lot of Christians, but not necessarily the majority of them. It's a minority movement on purpose.
Yeah, I totally get it. How do they deal with the dissonance with the words of the founders? I realized that, you know, there were a few, like, you know, Patrick Henry, who is the largest slaveholder in Virginia, was a fanatic right-wing Christian. But, you know, he just said something famous, basically.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you know,
yeah.
In fact, he refused to participate in the Constitutional Convention. But, you know, you had people like Jefferson and Adams and George Washington refusing to acknowledge that he was even a Christian. Jefferson, you know, repudiating it. Adams was a Christian, but he was horrified by the efforts of Christian preachers to engage in politics.
Right.
Do they just ignore this stuff, or do they?
No, they have their own. They have their own history, their own misguided, lying history, mainly from a guy named David Barton, who's written several books.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still quoted. He's being used in Texas to help their.
He just makes stuff up. I mean, he's like literally invented Jefferson quotes out of thin air that I've seen repeated over and over again.
Yeah. Right, no, he's still around, and he is the go-to historian for this movement. And I think one particular way in which they use the Founding Fathers, one, they just vague group, the Founding Fathers, as you point out, they're individuals who have quite different beliefs. And one of the things they say, I think Charlie Kirk is often quoting John Adams when John Adams wrote, you know, America needs a religious and moral people. He certainly wrote something akin to that, but he was not writing it in the same manner as Charlie would define it.
Yeah.
Charlie would suggest that America was a Protestant nation and they want a Protestant consensus. That is not entirely true. So I think they make up stuff, as you well know, and then kind of misinterpret just as they do with scripture. They twist and turn it so it works for them.
How much of a threat do these people actually represent to the United States in terms of, you know, turning this country into a place that is intolerant of Jews or Muslims or atheists, for that matter, or even just people who don't go to church? How real is this threat?
I mean, I think it's real to at least the mountain of government and the mountain of education at this point because of Donald Trump being in office. They want to elect people to the high places, as Lance Wallnau, one of the founders, calls it, and have them rule in anti-democratic ways, which we see from the president. But I also think with the mountain of education, they're really winning the battle in different states with their governors and state board of educations and superintendents to get their curriculum within public schools and private schools. The Trump 1776 Commission is a good example of this. Charlie Kirk was on that commission. So I think they're really moving toward this. And as I argue in the book, while the mandate over the 50 years it's been around has had some success, Turning Point has brought it to as close to success as it's ever been because it's doing all seven at once. So if you want to know how dangerous it is, as long as Turning Point is doing all seven of these, then it's really going to be successful as long as Turning Point has the millions of dollars in staff that they have.
We're talking with Matthew Bode, PhD, the Associate Professor of English at the University of Northern Georgia, about his new book, The Seven Mountains Mandate. Matthew, I've got about 25 seconds here before we hit a hard break. You want to just quickly recap what the seven mountains are?
I always forget the list, but it's the mountain of education, business, entertainment, media, family, government, and religion. I think I've got all seven there.
Yeah, they basically want to take over each one of those and Christianize them. That's their shtick.
Yes.
Yeah.
To Christianize America.
There you go. It's incredible stuff. The book is The Seven Mountains Mandate, Exposing the Dangerous Plan to Christianize America and Destroy Democracy and Replace It with Theocracy. It's incredible. Matthew Bode. Matthew, B-O-E-D-Y. Thank you so much for dropping by, Matthew, and for writing this book. It's brilliant.
Thanks again.
Good talking with you. I'll be back with more of the news of the day. Actually, we have a geeky science and your calls right after this. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Two U.S. Supreme Court cases this term may allow the conservative majority to strike down Voting Rights Act protections of minority voters and one of the few remaining limits to big money campaign spending in federal elections. Louisiana v. Calais, a racial gerrymandering case, returns to the High Court October 15th for additional arguments after initial oral arguments March 24th. Louisiana's black voters won a second majority-minority congressional district under the Voting Rights Act, but a group of, quote, non-African-American individuals appealed the new map, claiming it was discriminatory to them under the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas have railed against such minority protections in voting rights, education, and workplaces. Another case, National Republican Senatorial Committee versus Federal Election Commission, attempts to strike down campaign spending limits by party-affiliated groups as a violation of free speech. While national political parties can make unlimited donations to a federal candidate, they are limited in what's called coordinated spending with a candidate, which can include renting venues, sending mail, or most importantly, advertising. It could open another floodgate of money in our elections. The cases have far-reaching implications for equity in our elections process, and we'll be following both carefully in the coming months. I'm Brian Beal.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The cracks are showing in the freedom wall. We hear the warning, we hear the call. Power's poison, truth's been chained. If silence wins, then we share the blame. Impeach or perish, the fire's at the door. Stand for the people, or be nothing more. History is watching, your name's carved in stone. Save the republic, or die with the throne.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Tom, I got a question for you. Why isn't there not any talk about Acre Trader?
I don't know
what
Acre Trader is.
Are you familiar with Acre Trader? Okay,
no.
Acre Trader is the last corruption of J.D. Vance. Billionaire Peter Thiel, who was worth $20.8 billion, and members of the Walton family who own Walmart. In 2022, J.D. Vance invested $65,000 in Acre Trader, an investment LLC company that buys distressed farmland from farmers, mm-hmm. mostly soybean and cropland from farmers.
Oh,
they're
going to have a hell of a year this year.
He's secretly making millions of dollars from suffering farmers, suffering from Trump's tariffs, and causing many American farmers to lose their land. 80% of farmers voted for Trump and Vance. Now they are crushing the American farmers with tariffs for their own profits.
Yeah.
You can read all about this on YouTube, Google it if you want. Mm-hmm. But J.D. Vance invested $65,000 in 2022. Acre Trader. They buy billionaires.
I get that, Mike. What's his investment worth now? Do you have any idea?
He said it's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised. These guys take care of their own, you know?
I'm talking about it. You should Google it, Tom. Acre Trader.
Yeah, I should. I didn't know about it. Thank you very much for that, Mike. Appreciate the call. Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. Hey, Ollie. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's up?
Well, I just haven't heard anything about this new Trump coin, and I am appalled to think that our government would put out a coin with a campaign slogan of somebody who literally tried to cause an insurrection.
I agree with your horror. Apparently, they're getting around the law, which says that only dead presidents can be on coins, by saying that this isn't actually a U.S. currency, it's a commemorative coin.
It's just infuriating.
Yeah, but they're going to do it. They're going
to
do it.
To think that this can be done. And also, I think that the one article that I saw where they put out, we're talking about this being real and they violated the Hatch Act because
you can't use government money or resources or properties to promote a political agenda. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Ollie, I'm with you. Thank you. I am horrified too. Thank you so much for raising that. Actually, that story slipped through the cracks here on the program. So I appreciate your reinserting it. Thank you. We'll be right back with a quick geeky science and your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Well, to the point of what we just discussed, since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Tuesday morning, Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa joins us talking about how to stop your pets from shedding so much.
And listen to the storybook, John and Gordy's Let's Go Back to Cursive Handbook on Facebook.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's a magical time of year, and if you're lucky, you'll get to see monarch butterflies. They're in the middle of their migration down south. They're on a 2.5-month journey to central Mexico for the winter. They usually fly during the day and roost at night. Those roosts can sometimes contain hundreds or thousands of butterflies. Karen Oberhauser is an entomology professor at UW-Madison. She says only super generation monarchs migrate. Now get this, only 2-5% of eggs and caterpillars even make it to adulthood. So the ones heading south are special.
And then this final generation, this 2-5% has to migrate all the way to Mexico and come partway back. So it's really an incredible story of survival against incredible odds.
Anybody can help track the monarch's migration. It's all based on citizen sightings. And anybody with property can help them, too, by planting things like milkweed and nectar sources. Meanwhile, some of our most hated flying friends might love to bite you even more if you love a beer. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
As I'm sure you felt, the mosquitoes are also having a field day here in the Madison area this year. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies and showers developing into your Monday afternoon. A northwest breeze, highs in the upper 60s. Shower and thunderstorm chances winding down tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 40s. Skies turning sunny on Tuesday. Right now, it's 61.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now.
But, what about, what does the fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does the fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's
songs.
Another one? Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the incomparable, the indefatigable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, talking all things shut down and who really bears the responsibility. Hint, it's Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home's title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If the answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Like Chernobyl in a business suit, no conscience, no heart. Poison the truth, made cruelty a trend. Taught the GOP that empathy's pretend. He caged up children and laughed at their cries, called Nazis fine people, and swallowed his lies. Tore up the map, set fire to the ground, and danced with the devil as the world spun around. He's a black hole in a red hat, a gravity well of hate, spray tan and sulfur, marching toward our fate. He didn't just dead. He shrugged and he lied, called it just a flu.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So this was a our geeky science for the day, a randomized controlled trial published yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine Journal, shows that an antihistamine nasal spray that you can buy over the counter, it's called azelastine, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E, azelastine. I believe it's a once daily squirt up your nose stuff. And what they did is they had two groups of people, it was a placebo-controlled group. So they had two groups of people. One group was squirting azelastine in their nose, and the other group was squirting probably saline, salt water. And they looked at them over a period of time, and it's a 56-day period. Oh, and they did the nasal spray 3 times a day over a 56-day period. And here's what happened. During the follow-up period, 2.2% of the people using azelastine became infected with COVID, whereas 6.7% in the placebo group got COVID. That's a 69% lower rate of COVID infections among the people who were using the antihistamine nasal spray. And among those who used the nasal spray and got COVID, that 2.2%, among those, azelastine demonstrated an increase in mean time to infection. In other words, it took 31 days to get them sick instead of 19 days, which means they probably were repeatedly exposed to COVID, and finally it stuck after 32 days. And the symptomatic infections and the symptoms were reduced. The PCR-confirmed symptomatic infections and the symptoms were reduced. Azelastine also significantly reduced rhinovirus infections in the treatment group. Now, that's the common cold, typically. These are also coronaviruses, perhaps by coincidence, I don't know. But they found that only 1.8% of the people who used this nasal spray got the rhinovirus infections, compared to 6.3% in the placebo group, which is a huge difference statistically. So, get yourself some azelastine nasal spray, huh? If you're going to be on an... I actually ordered some. And because I'm going to be on airplanes next week, for this book tour. So I don't like going through airports. I always wear masks when I'm in airports. But hey, double down. So what's on your mind today? Shirley in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Shirley, what's up?
Hi, Tom. By the way, try colloidal silver. To inhale that, it kills a lot of germs.
I have used it before, but it's been decades. So
yeah,
I am familiar with it.
I started using that. Yeah, it's great. I called because every time I hear someone talk about the...
You need to turn down your radio or you're going to distract yourself to Kingdom
Club.
That's
it. I just totally lost it.
Yeah.
Okay, nomenclature. Hal Sparks came up with this.
Mm-hmm.
Trump ballroom, you know, that ballroom he's mm-hmm. trying to distract us with? The
yeah.
Epstein ballroom. Every time. Epstein ballroom. Epstein shutdown.
Yep. It's
that's
the Epstein
not the
shutdown.
Hal, but still. It's the Epstein shutdown. And ISIS, plural of ICE, because they are terrorists.
Interesting.
We should, they are terrorists. They're terrorizing people.
That's true. That's
so,
true.
And the other one, if I say Pee Wee German, who do you think of?
Oh, of course, that's Stephen Miller's nickname.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I just heard that recently, and I love it.
Yeah. Or Nosferatu or whatever. It's but yeah, Pee Wee German is the more common one. Because he does a great Goebbels imitation. I mean, he's just like, he's... he wants to be Goebbels when he grows up, Joseph Goebbels. Shirley, thank you for the call. Yeah, Hal Sparks is a smart guy. He's a good guy. I know, I've known Hal for years.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. Shirley, thanks
take
a lot
care.
For the call.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Spencer in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Spencer, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, a lot of times people refer to Donald Trump as a 34 times convicted and all these different things.
Mm-hmm. He's a
felon. They never say the son of the Klansman who's trying to live up to what his daddy wanted him to do.
Well, that's a good point. His father was arrested at a Klan rally in, what was it, 1919 or something like that, way back
mm-hmm.
in the day.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering why nobody ever mentions that.
I think that there's just so much, shall we say, crap flying around, to paraphrase Steve Bannon, it's a bleep storm. I mean, you know, there's just so much stuff. But yeah, Donald Trump's father was arrested in a Klan rally, according to the press reports that I've seen. I mean, I don't have firsthand knowledge of it. I don't even think my parents were alive back then. But
wasn't he also in that parade that marched in front of the White House?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know. Spencer, yeah, well, thanks for the call. Thanks for reminding us
no
of
problem.
That. Yeah. There you go. Trying to live up to his daddy's Klan reputation. Mark in Rochester, Minnesota. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to bring up the name Eric Prince
mm-hmm.
of Blackwater fame.
Yeah.
I'm wondering with all these ICE agents, how they got so many of them to be the big burly people. If anybody's looking into any contracts with Eric Prince or one of his sub, I'm sure he's changed names. He's changed names every time one of his groups get in trouble. So
yeah.
I wonder how many of these are private security people that are doubling down.
I'm wondering how many of them are Proud Boys and 3%ers. I mean, you know, they're making like $190,000 a year with a $50,000 signing bonus. And you know, and they're...
Well, yeah, I see that a couple times. I watch you on Free Speech TV and sometimes on YouTube, and a couple times I don't pay for no ads, and sometimes an ad comes up for me to join.
To join ICE on the YouTube stream? Yeah.
It just breaks in for 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And, so I almost would sign up, except I'm 4 months older than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
we both graduated in 1968. Unfortunately, I got drafted, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, the way these guys act and operate, like I told your screener, they've had military training, whether it's for the good guys or the bad guys.
Well, and some of them act like that. Some of them act like they haven't. Yeah. So they're probably just drawing from a broad spectrum of big, beefy guys.
Yeah. Well, but when you have mercenaries that are willing to do that, you have to have training and the willingness.
Yeah. 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 You want people who have a malicious streak to them to begin with.
Yeah. Quick joke. Can you talk about Banned Book Week this week?
What about it?
This is National Banned Book Week.
Okay. Well, you just put it out, Mark. So I didn't know, but thank you for that. Now we all know. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So get out there and read some banned books. I wonder if any of my books are on any banned books lists. Wouldn't surprise me.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
In my new book, The Last American President, I expose the chilling truth. Donald Trump isn't an anomaly. He's the result of a decades-long plan by billionaires and corporate oligarchs to dismantle American democracy from within. This book is a wake-up call backed by hard evidence. You'll see how Trump's father and his mentor, Roy Cohn, molded him into a weapon against democracy, and how the Koch network and billionaire donors built the machinery that made his presidency inevitable. You'll discover how our democracy is dying from an empathy deficit that treats human beings as expendable. But authoritarianism is not our destiny. History shows fascists can be defeated if we reform what's broken, resist strategically, and remember our history honestly. The title isn't a prediction, it's a choice. Trump could be our last democratically elected president, or we can fight back and reclaim our future. Don't wait. Get The Last American President today, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. You see, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, P-A-T-H, getnativepath.com/HARTMANN to get this special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game.
But welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jim in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm totally confused. I'm looking up on ChatGPT about your continuing resolution and 60 and going down to 50.
Mm-hmm.
And it says if they do that, then it's going to be open for the future to the same thing.
Not necessarily. It depends on how they do it. The resolution can, you know, for example, on January 19th, 2022, when the Democrats controlled the Senate and they had 50 votes and they tried to pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Civil Rights Act, or Voting Rights Act, excuse me, Chuck Schumer wrote a resolution that said that the filibuster will be suspended for these two specific pieces of legislation and only for these two specific pieces of legislation. Now, he could have written that resolution to say that we're just going to allow legislation to pass with 50 votes, but he didn't. So it depends on how the resolution is written. And you can ask ChatGPT about that, and it'll confirm what I said.
I will do that later and see. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good talking to you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Robinson in West Lynn, Oregon. Hey, Robinson, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Tom. I was shouting out to my headset while you were talking to both Sue and Clyde to give a quick rant about the interstate compact of blue states retaining federal income tax and working it amongst themselves. Yes, you know, not paying your federal income tax is a dangerous form of protest. You don't want to do that. But give a quick rant, and how do we find out more about the interstate compact? I first heard about it from you.
Yeah, I don't know that anything has actually happened, Robinson. There was talk about an interstate compact where they would withhold the federal income tax deductions for state employees. States can't do anything else. I mean, you know, for example, I own this little company that does this radio show, and I've got two full-time employees and a bunch of part-time employees. And so I withhold their taxes. I have to, you know, every paycheck, I have to take those taxes out. We put them in a checking account, you know, every month or every quarter. I don't know. We've got a CPA who does it. But, you know, every quarter we deposit those with the federal government. So I wouldn't be able to do that. I would be breaking the law. And they can't individually do it. They would have to change the number of deductions in order to do that, because they would have to force me to do it, you know, which I would be unwilling to do because I'd be breaking the law. So the only employees that a state could control the taxes on would be the state employees. And then they would probably get sued by their own employees because, you know, probably half of them are Republicans. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, and I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, I misunderstood. I'll talk to a finance person and a tax person, see if they can shed some light on it. But
okay.
Yeah, I hear you now.
If you Thank learn you. Something that contradicts what I said, please call back and let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Robinson. Cheryl in L.A. Hey, Cheryl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I just wanted to let you know I've been using Azelaprag for probably about 3 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it mainly, you know, during allergy seasons, the spring and the fall.
Uh-huh.
And I have never had COVID.
Wow. There you go.
But I do keep up on my COVID boosters, too.
Yeah, well, so do I, but I got COVID anyway.
Yeah, my sister and her husband had both had it twice.
Yeah.
And I know very few people that have never had it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I just wanted to mention real quick is, you know, I had pre-ordered John Fugelsang's book, Separation of Church and Hate, on Audible. And I've been listening to it, and it's like I have to keep going back and listening over and over again. There's so much information.
Yeah, it's a great book.
And John knows his stuff. I wanted to ask you about your book, The Last American President.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like on Audible or anything like that?
It is right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can go ahead and order it on Audible.
Yeah, a friend of mine, I don't have personal knowledge of this, but a friend of mine sent me a note in email, Saturday, I think, over the weekend, saying, you know, I'm uh-huh. halfway through listening to your book, and the guy who's reading it's really doing a great job, which is, you know, nice to hear, because, you know, I just don't have the time to read my own books for these guys.
Yeah, I hear you. Another thing, I don't know. I don't see a whole lot of it mentioned, but on the media. But I think it was last Saturday, a man drove a car into the steps at City Hall downtown L.A.
Hmm.
And there was like a two-hour standoff.
Just a crazy guy or somebody trying to protest?
Yeah, and he had a sign on the front of his on the windshield of his vehicle that said, "Please help me, Donald J. Trump."
Whoa. Yeah, it sounds like somebody who's got some serious mental issues. That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, and he was a veteran, white man, an elderly guy. He had a long gray ponytail.
Yeah, Trump will try to figure out a way to turn that into a, you know, the radical left is coming for us, don't you know? We need more guns. Cheryl, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a wonderful afternoon. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A lawsuit from the governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago describes President Trump's plan to send federal troops to Chicago as, quote, advances in his long-declared war on Chicago. The suit says they're unlawful and dangerous, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says
the president wants to help these local leaders who have been completely ineffective in securing their own cities.
The White House also will appeal the order that blocks the president from sending federal troops from California to Portland, Oregon. The Senate returns this afternoon, but an end to the government shutdown appears unlikely because the funding measure up for a vote does not include the Democratic demands of restored Medicaid or extending insurance subsidies. Indirect talks are underway in Egypt with a goal of ending